USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple tornadoes have killed over a dozen people in Alabama. Officials say it has caused catastrophic damage. In Lee County, Alabama, near the Georgia border, about 60 miles east of Montgomery, the death toll is rising. Sheriff Jay Jones.
Damage is significant. I would put it in the category of catastrophic based on the destruction of the homes we've seen.
Search teams are working in several other hard-hit Alabama counties. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has revealed he will vote in favor of a House resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CNN's State of the Union that the president's action was not his preferred choice.
Unlike some of my colleagues, I don't think that the president doing this is going to end Western order.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
On Fox News Sunday, President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton defended the president's comments that he believed North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un was unaware that Pyongyang had mistreated Otto Warmbier.
When he says, "I'm going to take him at his word," it doesn't mean that he accepts it as reality. It means that he accepts that's what Kim Jong-un said.
So he says, "I take him at his word." It doesn't mean that he believes Kim Jong-un?
Well, that's what he said. I think one way to prove that is to give the United States a complete accounting.
Warmbier was returned to the U.S. in a coma and died days after he arrived back in the United States. The Islamic State exploded several suicide car bombs against Syrian forces, attacking the eastern city of Bahuz. It is now seen as a last-ditch effort to withstand defeat in its final stronghold. Colonel Sean Ryan said the Islamic fighters have also been using suicide vests. At one time, the Islamic State was active in one-third of Syria and Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is hosting a meeting with the chief executives of major U.S. companies. USA's Chris Barnes has a preview.
Last month, the Trump administration announced an advisory board was being formed on workforce issues, including the heads of Apple, Walmart, IBM, Lockheed Martin, Visa, and some other major companies. This advisory board is co-chaired by Ivanka Trump, as well as Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. A public notice from the administration says the board will hold its first meeting Wednesday afternoon at the White House, a three-hour meeting that's set to be live-streamed. Though it's unclear exactly which CEOs among the group will be attending this meeting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Democrats on the Oversight Committee set a Monday deadline for the White House to turn over documents related to security clearances. There are questions surrounding how the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, got his top-secret clearance. Democratic Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy accuses Kushner of using his influence to help his real estate business.
He has tremendous financial vulnerabilities, including 666 Fifth Avenue, which is deeply in debt. He's going around the world seeking investments into that property.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.